Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value Surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
How are you feeling now, Northeast Ohio?
A little creeped out after that laugh, actually.
How are you feeling now, Browns fans across the nation listening on the Odyssey app? Man, you got a lot to get off your chest, don't you? I just don't know. I just want a team that's going to win, and if somebody doesn't want to be here, I agree with the adage that, you know, I don't need prisoners. I need volunteers. And if he doesn't want to play her, he doesn't want to play her. There's not much we can do about that. Yes, he did try to reach out to the fans yesterday, but I don't want to be a part of. I don't want to be a pawn in this thing. I don't want fans to be a pawn in this thing. Is there any chance he's just doing this for more money? Is that a possibility? That he's just upped his own price here?
Maybe. And
would you put it past an agent? Would you put it past an agent to say, hey, this isn't a bad idea? Maybe we don't have a whole lot of leverage here because of the way the contract structure is. If they don't have to do anything.
I would think that he is sincere in his trade request.
Okay, I believe that too, but...
But this is business, and let's not forget that.
And I also...
So, yeah, they could be using it as a ploy for a bigger contract. And guess what? That's okay. That's allowed. That's the way this thing is played.
Mm-hmm.
So that's okay. I'm not taking this trade request personally. I know some Browns fans are. I'm not taking it personally. I'm thinking of it this way. Okay, one of three things is going to happen here. Either he's going to come back and play for the Browns under the 2 years remaining on his contract because they're not going to trade him.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're going to rework a deal and assign him to an extension. Or they're going to trade him. And any of those three options actually work for me. I'd prefer to have him here.
I would too.
But if you could trade him and get a boatload, I mean, those two scenarios, and they were, you know, just off the top of our head yesterday, that we kicked around yesterday, man, I'd do those trades in a heartbeat. Now with the team, you know.
Oh, you got Patriots fans very excited yesterday too, by the way.
Did I?
Yeah, on social media, they were like, hey, there's this radio station in Cleveland talking about
it. No way.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
Well, that'd be great. Let's do it.
You're all in.
I'm a big Patriots fan, you know, goes back to Bill.
You,
Because
you and Vrabes are tight.
Vrabes, yeah, we're tight.
Tom Pelissero at the Super Bowl yesterday on exactly what you guys are talking about, if this has anything to do with money.
Miles Garrett has 2 years and about $45 million remaining on his contract. But my understanding is this is not about money. The Browns are going to address that anyway, make him the highest paid defensive player once again. This is about Miles Garrett truly not wanting to be a part of a rebuild, even if it is only for a year. He just turned 29 years old in December. That's a position where you can play well into your mid-30s, but still, time is a commodity for NFL players here. Miles Garrett is looking at the situation and saying, I think I want to go someplace else. This was not something new. This has been going on for several weeks. They've been trying to do things in the shadows. Well, all of a sudden, in the past few days, Andrew Berry made a statement saying he's going to be a Brown to go straight into Canton. Miles Garrett now is saying that's not the goal from Cleveland to Canton. The goal is to win a Super Bowl. He thinks his best opportunity is to do that is someplace else.
Yeah, audio courtesy of the NFL Network. Sorry, Andy.
I don't remember Andrew actually coming out and saying, well, he's going to be a Brown. Do you? Do you remember him actually saying that?
He insinuated you're not trading him.
Yeah, he's insinuating they're not trading him.
And then the Browns said yesterday they're not going to trade him.
Yeah.
Look, it's all okay. Right now, this is business. It's posturing. I'm requesting a trade. They don't have to trade him. He doesn't have to come to work, which means he doesn't have to get paid.
All right, on January 6th, Andrew Berry's ending press conference for the season had this to say about what you're talking about.
In terms of Miles, my anticipation expectation is that he'll have a direct ticket from Cleveland to Canton at the end of this year and expect him to be here, and retire Brown, quite frankly.
I expect him to be.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, that's his job.
There's wiggle room all around, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, it's like having a conversation with you. Same thing. There's always a little wiggle room in our conversation.
The Browns can't lose here.
Oh, yes, they can. Yes, they can lose.
They can lose games.
Well, I mean, games, fans, it feels like yesterday felt like a dumpster fire for
the organization. They're either going to have the defensive player of the year on their team or they're going to trade him for a boatload. Either one works as long as they make the right trade.
I'm still concerned about the cap considerations that are going on here. I mean, how much more are they going to burn there?
They figure that stuff out. Not your money, Andy.
Eddie, that's a good point. Eddie in North Homestead. Hi, Eddie. Eddie. Is that me?
Put him on hold.
Putting you back on hold. Let's try, is it Dan in Lakewood? Dan, how are you?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, what's up with you, man?
Hey, I got a little plan here.
Okay, let's do it.
But I'm going to need a little bit of help.
Okay.
Okay. I got some names here, and Miles Garrett. Let's take him off the bat. I'm going to count him as two first rounders. You think we'll get that out of him?
At least, if not more.
Okay.
I would think they'd be able to pick up a couple seconds or maybe a third in there beyond two first rounders.
Let's go with the minimum here.
Okay.
Let's go with two first rounders, and whatever else you want to add in there is good.
Okay.
We got our second pick, right?
Right.
I'm talking about trading all, down pretty low in the first round. And I'll even get rid of the damn thing altogether. And I think that's worth another two first rounders. No?
Rid of what? The second pick?
Yes.
Yeah, you could trade down and get two first rounders, probably.
Okay, so we're looking at four first rounders, right? Okay, now this is all dependent on, you got to get rid of Berry. We can't let Berry do these drafting, okay? Okay.
Well he's already here and in place, and until,
Well, you know what? There's things we can do. We can just fire him. We need a football guy to make these picks. And
he is a football guy.
Huh?
He is a football guy.
Who, Berry?
Yeah.
Well,
played football. He's worked his career in football. What does then define a football guy?
A football guy is somebody who knows how to draft.
Okay, well, that's
like Dorsey.
That's it. No? Dorsey, who took Baker Mayfield instead of Josh Allen. Continue.
Okay, well, okay, yeah, you can't hit them all. Okay. you just can't, and you know that damn well. All right.
Well, then, doesn't the same hold true for Andrew Berry? Can't hit them all, Dan.
Well, you know what? It's. I think it's time to move on. When you got your superstar telling you the guy is not doing his job, then I think you better listen. And I think just kick the death out of here, too. I don't even know what he does, but just get rid of him. We don't need him.
Dan, okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks,
appreciate
Dan.
It.
Dan, going a lot of different directions there.
Mike is in Stowe. Hi, Mike.
Michael?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
So, Jeff, you made a comparison to Lamar Jackson and Miles Garrett.
No, I didn't. I read what Lamar Jackson said in his statement.
Okay, well, let's
I didn't make any comparison. I read what he said in his statement when he requested to be traded.
Right. But let's be honest here. The comparison, the Baltimore, or comparing the Baltimore organization to the Cleveland Browns.
I didn't compare them, Mike.
No,
I know you didn't, but
okay.
I'm going to.
All right,
I'm going
go
to.
Ahead.
Okay, I'm going to. So that's not even close to the same thing. Look, this guy has given us 8 solid, all-effort years, okay? He's took care of himself. And this is a couple things you're going to have to remember here. Number one, it isn't going to happen early. We got a $30 million dead cap hit if we do anything before middle of March.
That's true.
So they are going to have to stew on this regardless.
Yes.
We don't even need to talk about it. Let's talk about the real points here. Let's not get it too mucked up, okay?
Okay.
There's a lot of branches going on this morning. So what I want to know is the real reality of this isn't about posturing for contract. We've already heard that from other people. And if you've been here long enough, you know damn well that's not what this guy does. He has wanted to be a winner. And we haven't done it for him. Andrew Berry's had 5 years of his career to do it. He had a war chest to start. He's blown it. And now you want to convince this guy to give this guy another chance? The best thing to do is fire Andrew Berry and deal with it right now. Then you have a chance of keeping that guy, but it's probably too late.
I mean, you could fire him and he could still leave. He still want the trade. I mean,
I understand that. Yeah. I understand that. But he is not going to want to stay with that guy because he's watched this go downhill. He's watched it all get wasted. He's watched us up against the cap now. He's seen it, and he saw what we were last year. He's not dumb. And there's another thing. He's only 29, but the way that guy takes care of himself, I can respect it. He's not going to wear himself to the point where there's nothing left of him. He's smarter than that. He's a very intelligent man.
Which might mean he retires early because he doesn't need it.
That's true,
too. Look, guys, it's not about money. Quit talking about that stuff. It's about Andrew Berry. That's what you ought to be talking about right now.
Okay, so hang on a second. Yeah. Hey, Mike, what if they hold him to his contract that he signed?
Yeah, that's what you want to do. Okay, so if you want to build a new team, the best thing to do then is tell other players that think about coming here that you're going to take an all-pro who's been now possibly defensive MVP 2 years in a row, player of the year, and you're going to let him hold out. That's what you want to send the rest of the guys in this league a message.
There's a lot of guys that want to play in this league, and they don't care.
A lot of guys would love to have the contract that he agreed to.
Message. Yeah, but they're not as good as him, Jeff, so what's the point? He's the best in the league.
And he could end up sitting out for 2 years and not see a snap. Lamar Jackson was going to do the same thing. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
not. Look, I don't have any problem with his passion.
Right now, they're posturing. Let's see where it goes. You know, you can get all fired up about Andrew Berry. Do I think he's done a great job with his draft picks? Nope, not at all. Not at all. Right now, he's the guy making those picks. And he's going to have to figure out, can he turn this thing around? Because if he doesn't, we all know what's going to happen. Right? If they roll out another 3-4-5-win team next year, he's not going to be here. Neither is Kevin Stefanski. So they've got to figure it out. They've got to figure it out fast.
All right, hang on the line. We're going to talk to you as soon as we get a chance here. So if you want to get it off your chest, get it off your chest. We're good at this therapy stuff. Mary Kay Cabot next, Baskin and Phelps.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.